So I'm going to call this meeting to order on December 16th. Thanks for being flexible. The first item is approving the minutes from our November 2nd meeting. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I second. Josh.
Thank you, Josh. Any friendly amendments, discussion, or debate? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. And then the next item is our loan portfolio, which the commissioner should have gotten an updated packet because there was another noteworthy loan. So there are six loans at $9.2 million. I move to approve the loan portfolio.
I second.
Thank you, Josh. Rich, you want to walk us through the six loans that we are reviewing? There's some, seem to be some larger ones than usual.
There are this time. Thanks, Sarah. Let's start at the top with the Village of Hall Creek. This is a loan for $1.5 million to finance construction of a library and village center. This loan was actually approved by the board on August 19th at a slightly higher interest rate. In the meantime, we had lowered rates, and they decided to, because they didn't need the money right away, to reapply at the lower rate. Loan number two is to the town of Sevastopol in Door County, a little over $1 million to finance a broadband project. This one is noteworthy because it is the eighth loan that we have done for broadband in Door County with a total of over $19 million. So that is something to talk about. Loan number three, just to the city of Wautoma to finance a roof and solar project. I assume that they are just putting some solar panels on the roof to help with future electricity costs for the city. And then we have two loans to the Village of Somerset for economic development. The first loan, number four, is to finance TID number five utility infrastructure. And loan number five is a purchase of land for TID number seven for future commercial, industrial, and residential development. And then the one that was added late in the process is to the city of Viroqua for almost $3.8 million. And this is to finance infrastructure construction for a mixed-use development in Viroqua. And that project includes grading, streets, water and sewer extensions, curb gutter and sidewalk, and stormwater retention pond. Seems to be a pretty exciting project for the city of Viroqua. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Rich. Any questions from the commissioners? Tom, is there anything you want to add?
If the loan to Viroqua is approved, they've indicated an interest in having commissioners attend their groundbreaking sometime this spring, because it's a big project.
Yeah, I mean, I was, it's $3.7 million.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted.
Will do.
Thank you, Rich. Seeing that there are no other questions from the commissioners, all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, John.
The loans are approved. We have no new business, so we're moving into our reports. And so, Rich, with your chief investment officer's report.
I have nothing today, Sarah. Thank you.
That's Rich. Then our executive secretary's report.
Thanks, Sarah. Had a chance to talk with Ellen Rossner from UW System Administration regarding the potential sale of the Pigeon Lake property. You may recall that it's an unusual property that BCPL received in an exchange many years ago. Whereas BCPL owns the land, but the UW owns the improvements on that land. And so we finally have a situation where Bayfield County is interested in acquiring that. And so we had commissioned an updated appraisal on that. And that appraisal came in at about $1.2 million, with the land valued at $531,000. $1,000 and the improvements at $674. The UW is interested in doing this because of the fact that they still actually have a bond outstanding that the state had borrowed on behalf of UW System Administration to make some of those improvements years ago. So, but on the other hand, the UW System Administration is insisting on having a second appraisal done. And so they are in the process of obtaining that second appraisal. So ball is in their court. I'm doing my best to keep everybody on the same page with respect to that.
Right. And I think, Tom, it's fair to say that a second appraisal won't be done until February of next year.
It might be done a little bit earlier. There's only a couple people that can do it, and I know one of them has some time. So, if it's okay with the board, I'm going to skip down to the normal school fund situation and just do it as part of my report. I had a chance to meet with Chris Patton and Scott Adrian from the UW System Administration, along with Denise from our office, regarding the normal school fund. You may recall that we had concerns that it appeared that the UW had not distributed much of the $1.8 million that we gave them last fiscal year. Well, after nudging them several times, Mr. Adrian came back and said that they discovered that UW-Madison had charged $947,000 of merit scholars to a different fund. So they are proceeding to make a correcting entry in their accounts this fiscal year, as such a subsequent event might require additional disclosure in light of the size of that adjustment, size of the fund. Denise checked with the state controller's office, and we were advised that, $947,000 doesn't meet the requirement for additional disclosure. You have to have a $1 million or more adjustment. So we made it in under that.
Barely.
Yes. So our financial statements for fiscal 2026 will reflect much larger expenditures because of that adjustment. But at that point, the financial statements for the normal school fund will come back into alignment. So after dealing with that issue, I pointed out to the UW officials that BCPL still needed the UW to provide notice to all the scholarship recipients that BCPL was the source of the funding for their scholarship. And BCPL respectfully requested that even though they might not be able to provide us all the names of the scholarship recipients, they could at least find several out of the hundreds of scholarship recipients and make them available for some media events highlighting our funding of UW scholarships and programs. And that would occur in the early part of calendar year 2026. I got promises from both Mr. Adrian and Chris Patton that they would make that happen.
Right.
So, finally, I'd like to express my thanks again to all three commissioners who attended my retirement party. And kind words meant a lot to both me and my family. So thank you again. That's all I have for today.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions for the commissioners? Or for the executive secretary. Seeing none, we're moving into the board chair report. And Tom, I just want to echo that it was really nice to be there, and we appreciate all the work that you've done. I think you're gonna hopefully. You will continue to be providing services to the board, so I'm not going to say my goodbyes today. But we just want to, we still want to use this time to reiterate our appreciation. So, that's it for my report. Are there any future agenda items that commissioners would like to see? Um, Then moving on to old business, we have the new executive secretary appointment. And so based on employment and promotion, we're going to move into closed session.
Do you want me to second that, sir?
Josh, there's a second.
Did you move? Can you?
Yes, I moved to move into closed session because we're considering. Thank you, Josh. All those in favor, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
All right, thank you. We're move into closed session. All right.
Here we go.
So I make a motion to adjourn our meeting today. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, John. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye-bye.